This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Yes. I said 3, 2, 1, go. But I forgot that I had to press record too. It's totally fine. It started just a second later, but amateur.
Wow. Kind of a hypocrite, huh? Nervous? Making us do stuff on time.
Casey, are you nervous to be a guest?
Adel, what you said earlier really fucking shook me, dude.
Total ravage grower.
When I didn't put the title in the chat for Aaron and you said do your job, I was like, oh my God, man.
Double duty on this booty. So, Casey, we'll get you in here pretty quick. We just do a little intro. We always ask people what their relationship with riddles
don't
and puzzles
do this.
Is.
Don't do this.
He stood on a block of ice.
Hey, Adel, Aaron.
Yo,
will you take
up?
A look at this?
Yeah.
What's going on?
The fuck?
Is there a problem? Or...
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say problem because I don't want to alarm anybody, but look at the spot. Don't look at the spot, but like look past the spot, like look at me like we're talking.
Okay.
Oh my
but kind of like out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
Look at the spot where the editor of the podcast usually sits.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Now look at the spot. Now look at the spot, but don't look at the spot.
Act like I said something funny.
11
like
o'clock?
I said something funny.
You're 11 or my 11?
I don't know what that means. I keep emailing you. What that means.
And when you drive, look do you put your hands at 10 or 2?
Oh, I can't drive.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, yeah,
okay,
they say my blood sugar's too low. I could just go to sleep. And they say I could never wake up.
Wait, what are we? I'm looking for where the editor
is. Look at the spot where the editor usually sits. Now look at the spot where the guest of the podcast usually sits.
Wait, Casey is running between the two.
He's running between the two spots.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I'm going to confront him. Hey, Casey.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah, just cough right on mic, dude.
Smoked a whole pack of cigarettes.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, what's up? Casey, are you trying to edit and be a guest today? Yeah, I just wanted to try it out. I figured maybe, you know, like if it was like not a difference for you guys, if it wasn't like a distracting thing in your peripheral vision, then like, almost a second, we're gonna huddle up. Hey guys, huddle up.
Yeah, quick huddle up. Yeah.
Okay, he's trying to have it all. Look, he's throwing his hat up in the air and it's freezing.
How is
Casey
doing that? That's actually
what the
incredible.
Fuck?
Okay. My city.
Do we want to let this happen? That's ultimately
going
to come down to that.
Okay, pros and cons.
He'll probably edit this the best he's ever edited anything to make himself sound good. So
con, we literally can't stop it from happening.
Yes,
that's a con for us.
Pro,
he's funny. He's kind of funny so far, right?
Con, he's kind of funny so far.
I know.
He's going to detract from us and our bullshit. Okay,
funnier than us.
Why don't we do this?
He's a fan favorite. Everyone loves him and always wants to hear more from him. Con, everybody loves him and they're always freaking talking about it all the time.
Why don't we do this?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we try just kind of introducing him, see how it goes. We'll do 5 minutes. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, Casey. Mm-hmm. We're going to put you on a trial period.
Sit in the guest chair.
On a trial period. So thank you for being a guest.
Yeah.
GPC, what's the...
Yeah, I got this.
Okay.
Jerks and germs from all across the worms, please welcome to the show. You know him, you love him, the number one audio daddy, Casey Tony.
Yeah!
Sleep boat. All right, and Casey, I'm assuming you fade that out or just stop it abruptly, whatever you want to do.
Well, 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 if it is a Casey Tony, Mr. Ohio.
You know, I may be on mic this time, but I'm always talking back, even with the mic off. So this is no different.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you leave the mic on during our sound checks and you laugh and we say, what the fuck? We're not even funny yet.
Casey
Tony, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. It's your first time on the official main feed podcast. What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, God, what episode is this? 295?
295.
How many episodes did it take your first editor to get on the show? I think it was like 20, 30.
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut up, Casey.
Cut his mic. Casey, cut his mic.
Casey, here's something we ask all of our guests. What is your relationship with Riddle Podcasts?
Well, I guess I edit one. So poor.
We'll plug at the end, actually.
I'd say
yeah.
We'll do plugs at the end.
I have a literal working relationship with the Riddle Podcast. My relationship with Riddles, I truly can't tell if I'm fonder of them now than I was before.
Mm-hmm.
We have that effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right there along with you guys. Like I'm just like riding the waves of the occasional really good riddles and the lots of really bad ones. I'm glad that you guys don't do as many bad riddles anymore.
Okay, deleting my notes for the episode.
Okay,
we're gonna have to start fresh.
I think it's fair to say that listener riddles, whatever riddles we have, will be better than Blue Book shit.
Mm.
And Casey, you probably experience more riddles than even our listeners, because not only do you hear all of the riddles from each episode, but you hear the riddles that we kind of just do with each other when we're hanging out in our free time. The before the episode riddles, the after the episode riddles, the text thread riddles. We're always like, new riddle for you guys.
Can't get enough.
On our live stream the other day, I was like, should I read some riddles? And JPC went, no.
Well, Casey, I hope that you were having fun in the first 5 minutes of this podcast, because there's not going to be much fun going forward, because we have some riddles for you. We have some riddles that we're going to force upon you today. But like you said, I think they're listener submitted, so I think they're going to be some good ones. Let's start with a warm-up, shall we? Shall we all start with a warm-up?
Let's start with a warm-up.
La, 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 la. I'm ready.
Now, Aaron, what did that warm up for you?
My soul.
Okay, well, my funny bone is throbbing, so let's get into a riddle from Chad.
Ugh.
Okay. It's okay to say.
Gross.
No, I could cut that, but I won't.
No, he won't. I am dark and light. I am bitter and sweet. I am hot and cold. What am I?
Just the way I like my coffee.
Wow, coffee. Casey got his first riddle correct. Aaron, you got it late. Casey got it first.
Aww.
It is coffee.
Was that really right? Was that true?
It is coffee, yeah. It's coffee.
Oh,
bitter,
fuck,
light.
Man. I was joshing.
The dark, new sweet. Casey is getting all the riddles right. He's getting all the attention, and I hate the new Casey. I'm going to my room.
Aaron, you're going to learn to love you. JBC, I told you it was too soon to have another host.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Here, you know what? We're going to do a scene. Aaron, let's do a scene. Why don't we do a scene? Okay. Casey, you are going to be... Ooh, this is a throwback for you. Casey, you are going to be working as a barista. Aaron,
God,
you're the
Jesus.
Next. You are the next customer in line. And Casey, you just sold your last coffee. You don't have any more coffee.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you?
Hi, could I have a grande coffee, hot coffee with some maybe cinnamon syrup and a little bit of oat milk, please?
Yeah, okay. And as a special promotion, we're doing the exact same drink but without the coffee for the exact same price. You want to try that? It's decaf.
It's decaf coffee?
It's decaffeinated inherently. And what else you said you wanted? Oat milk and what was the?
Cinnamon syrup.
And syrup without the
coffee.
I would
like full calf coffee, please. Thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
I have a business meeting in like 20 minutes. I'd love to get it back in time.
All right. So, full cup of milk and syrup and...
Coffee.
And what was that? You said coffee?
Yeah, I would like a coffee with not a full cup of... A full cup of oat milk with cinnamon syrup sounds kind of disgusting. I need coffee.
Okay, were you thinking of a latte?
Nope.
Okay.
Not a latte, because I don't want espresso. I don't want decaf coffee, and I don't want just a cup of milk. I want hot.
I gotta be real with you here.
Yeah?
We're out of coffee. We're out of coffee. My boss had to cover for him.
Your Starbucks.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's bad.
I'd still like a coffee, though. Can you run across the street to Pete's Coffee and sort of maybe get me something?
Hey, welcome to Pete's Coffee. How can I help you?
Yeah, can I get a, I think it was a tall cup of oat milk with syrup, and I think that was it?
Yeah, so that's just one black coffee, hot black coffee?
Coffee, right, yeah. Yeah, the coffee, please.
Okay, so just one cup, piping hot, black coffee.
Oh, no, but with the milk and the syrup, you have that?
Oh, yeah, we're actually running a special right now where we're doing all that goes into a normal, you know, coffee, milk, syrup. But what we're doing is we're replacing the milk and the syrup with just coffee.
Hi, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. What can I get for you?
Hey, so I'm being held at gunpoint right now across the street, and I need $100.
Oh, no. Scene.
Yeah, I would never cover for my boss like that.
Wow, Casey, you really put all of your customer service skills on display, fully on display there.
Yeah, man, it's been a long time. I have not only lost my customer service skills, I've lost my social skills entirely.
Same.
Just going to a Starbucks and be like, hey, I'll have a cup of coffee. I have my hands in the air just so you can see my hands the whole time. Not
no
threat.
Funny business.
I don't want any trouble.
Just want a coffee.
Okay, so we have another riddle. This is, again, I think kind of a warm-up riddle. And by that, I mean probably what we've done before. But these are all from 2018, so get off my back. From Max and Ellie. I believe it's Ellie. They write, my nose is long. My back is broad and round. And in cold weather, of great use I'm found. No load I carry, yet I puff and blow, as much as heavy loaded porters do. What am I?
Cigarette.
Snowblower.
Cigarette, snowblower.
Cigarettes and snowblowers and something.
Oh, I didn't know we had Rufus Wainwright on the podcast. Cigarettes and chocolate milk? That's a kid. A kid is smoking.
If it's not cigarettes or snow blowers or whatever that was, is this an elephant?
Huh, no.
Are we testing my elephant knowledge right now?
All right, now, okay, Mr.
Give
Toledo
us some
Zoo.
Elephant knowledge, please.
Are elephants good in cold weather?
They do okay. I mean, okay. At the zoo, they stay
they
mostly
do okay.
Inside. They do, look, that's the thing is.
I do okay in cold
it's
weather.
It's like the polar bears, like. The polar bears will be out in the summer at the zoo. You know what
okay.
I mean? These are animals built for cold. They just lose a lot of weight and shed a lot of fur and then, you know, stay in the cold water a lot.
Yeah. Sun's out, guns out.
Same thing for the elephants. They'll spend a lot of time like back in the, you know, their private area indoors, but they can come out in the cold.
I mean, okay. Didn't Hannibal bring an army of elephants over the snow-covered mountains to fight a battle?
Thank you, Adam. I'm always saying that.
Did he?
Hannibal Buress?
Yeah, Hannibal Buress. Stand-up comedian?
You know how he had that backlash about being a landlord? He brought all those elephants. Is this Cyrano de Bergerac? What is it? Give us a hint. Read it again.
My nose is long, my back is broad and round, and in cold weather of great use I'm found. No load I carry, yet I puff and blow as much as heavy loaded porters do. I think long nose and puff
fireplace?
And blow... You're getting closer with fireplace. We're in the neighborhood.
Is it a flamethrower?
No, we're out of the neighborhood. The fireplace neighborhood, it does. Flamethrower is not even on the same block.
Do you guys ever see the Mr. Rogers where he pulls out a flamethrower?
Yeah, that was the last episode, right?
He puts on his sweater, takes off his shoes. He takes off his sweater.
He does war paint underneath his eyes.
Radiator.
Just takes a flamethrower to all the puppets.
This would be something that would be you would need with like a fireplace. Maybe not need.
Oh, that
but
thing that's like
a flute.
Aaron, do you know what that thing is called?
No.
What is it?
It's so funny. It's like a cute little.
It is
like
so funny.
It's like a little accordion that farts air.
Yeah. What is it? It's so cute.
What is
cute.
It called? It's a
snooty.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to the top of the tower and I'm ringing the
bell.
Bell.
Okay. And then I'm having some cheery
O's. Bellow.
Okay. It's a bellow.
Oh, duh.
I'd like to see a scene. You are all in sort of a like Victorian house, and Adel, you are their housekeeper or butler who's sort of bellowing the fireplace to keep the lord and lady warm, played by Casey and JPC.
Okay.
Okay.
Madame, monsieur, the fire is ready. Please, if I may escort you to the couch near the fireplace.
Oh, hurry up, Chauncey. It's so dreadfully cold. Enough with your long speeches. Warm this place up.
I've nearly died of consumption.
Yes, of course. Master, I always forget you're from the south. Let's... Mm-hmm. Okay, you should feel the flames if you sit right here. Let's get you some Pendleton blankets. Wrap those around your waists and neck. And
enough with your handsiness, Chauncey. Please, warm the room.
No, I did. And here's some hot cocoa. And now I shall... okay, now I'd light a match and hold it under your feet so you both... okay.
Finally.
Now dip our fingers in the hot cocoa, please, Chauncey.
Yes, of course. Okay, let's just... And here we go. Thumb first, sir?
Thumb first? What are we? What are we, poors?
Of course, of course.
Pinky first, old boy.
Pinky first.
Yes, of course, pinky first. Here we go. Pinky for madame.
Yes, and watch all of my jewelry.
Yes, of course.
I wouldn't want to dip my jewelry in the cocoa.
And be sure to dip my living hand, not my dead one, Chauncey.
Oh, sir, please tell me the story of how you lost it.
He didn't lose it. He still has it. It's a hand.
Still attached.
No, not lost it in terms of we don't see it. Lost it like you lose a loved one. They pass away. How did your hand pass away, sir? Tell this story.
Well, I believe it was...
Ah, yes, the piano. Play the piano, Chauncey.
The pianoforte. The story's become a song.
Got my fingers stuck in the keys.
Oh, it's such a dreadful tale. He was trying to play piano, never practiced at all, got his hand stuck in the keys, smashed down on it hard. Other
hand... I didn't know you weren't supposed to put your hand in there and smash it intentionally.
Very good, sir.
We blame you for that, Chauncey. You didn't tell us.
Of course, and I self-flagellated for many...
Oh, is that what that horrible smell is, Chauncey?
I have... Any time I stoke a fire, I have unbelievable flagellants.
You shouldn't be eating your lord's cheese, Chauncey.
Oh, yes, I'm...
You get one ration of butter, one ration of bread, and that is enough for you and whatever family you may or may not have.
Yes, of course, sir. Can I ask the two of you...
Sir?
Well, of course, he was addressing me, my dear, as you know.
For sure. How dare you address the lady of the house, Chauncey?
My apologies. Can I go?
Yes, you can go fetch us some hotter cocoa in bigger matches. We're practically freezing in here.
Yes, of course. I'll be right back.
Chauncey?
Yes?
Do you like your job?
At times.
Hey, we're going to have to try harder and make that not the case.
Yes, I'll do my best.
What could we do to make you more comfortable here, Chauncey?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and if you're honestly asking, I think I feel lonely at times. Would it be that the town magician might come in here and alive some of the furniture?
Or Chauncey wants to fuck the town magician.
Same.
It can be arranged.
Yay, I loved that. I could do a full Patreon of that, those three.
And every butler gets their two rations of butter and grain or whatever, and then they get to fuck the magician once a year.
There's two sayings I know. There's two sayings I know in life. Two sayings I know in life. Every dog has its day, and every butler gets its two rations and fucked by the local magician. Mm-hmm. And we all know those phrases. Those are known.
Of course.
Yes.
It's kind
of
like how like a barber was a doctor back then. A magician was also somebody who would come and fuck a butler.
The town fuck.
Yeah.
Every job was kind of two things.
And there used to be the phrase "fuck a butler." Of course, that meant that was literal at the time, but now it means something else. Of course,
Adel, well, you're so just smart. I love all the cool stuff you know.
Thank you.
It's incredible for somebody who doesn't know how to use Google. This is really like
got him.
Well, I just graduated from wizard school, so I'm excited to get to town and start doing some magic. Great. Here's your castle. Here's where you'll be sleeping. Here's all the butlers. They're very horny. It's been a while since we've had a magician in town.
Work your magic.
Okay, we got some riddles. These are riddles from Frida. Frida wrote these riddles. Frida wrote these riddles.
Okay.
Them own damn self. Where fingers walk and numbers talk. Upon a field of gold. Hard to tear, I aim to share the way to those who called. What am I?
Mm.
A quilt?
Aaron, it is not a quilt.
I don't know 24
anything. 24-karat gold MacBook?
Aaron, you used to participate in those strongman contests when you would get up on stage all oiled up and you would try to tear a quilt in half, right?
Yeah. And I never could. And I'd get booed off the stage and I'd go, fuck you.
Fuck you. You come up. You try to tear it. And the next guy would come up and tear the quilt.
Easily.
And you'd say, I loosened it up. We all saw I loosened up the fibers.
Always run a quilt underwater.
I've never been more aware of my ADHD than in this moment, because you started talking and like my eyes rolled back in my head like a Mentat in Dune, but the calculations I were doing were just like, you know, it was like little monkey with the symbols kind of thing. Like truly, what can you say that riddle
Casey,
again?
Casey, you are truly one of us.
Yeah.
I can say with authority that is the exact same experience that all three of us have when one of the other ones is reading a riddle. I literally am like, whoop, oh, you can only see the whites of my eyes. And it's
Casey.
Like, doo, 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 doo.
Casey, that's our secret. We're always checked out.
Yeah.
And we all have ADHD.
Hey, I think my Mintat is just doing yakety sacks whenever I ask it math problems. Can I get a different Mintat, please? Okay. Yes, we can read it again. Because it wasn't quilt.
Where fingers walk and numbers talk.
Wow, Adel remembers it. No, what if you just did the whole thing?
Sorry, I'm just practicing my monologue for an audition tomorrow.
If Adel, if you repeated that whole riddle back to me, I would be so shocked to my fucking core.
Well, buckle in, bitch. Where fingers talk and numbers walk. A golden face that has great lace. Who am I? 369. Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calgary.
We zoom out and it's a Mintat and their eyes are rolled back.
Fresh goes Mintat. Fresh goes Mintat.
Where fingers walk and numbers talk upon a field of gold. Hard to tear, I aim to share the way to those who called. The way to those you called. What am I?
This is tough.
Upon a field of gold.
Calculator?
Hard to tear, I aim to share the way to those you called.
It's like the golden ratio or something. Is this?
No, it is not the golden ratio. That's not really close, but there's a word in there that's close to another word that's the answer. I don't know if that's a good hint.
In golden ratio?
In golden ratio,
rake?
Yes.
Is it a rake? Is it
no.
A...
I will say, I think these are like of a bygone era, but we all grew up in a time where these, I think, were things that we were familiar with and probably used. But no more. You would not, I don't think you would even find one of these anymore.
VHS.
Rotary telephone.
Telephone.
No, but you're on the right track. You're thinking rotary telephone.
Beeper.
Stay in that general area of the house, maybe.
Phonograph.
Can I tell you something? This riddle has just changed to old things people don't use anymore.
Yeah.
The words that you said mean nothing to me. I'm just like, let's name some old things.
Yeah.
Yak back, tape player.
I think upon a field of gold is a good because part of this, if you can get, it's not gold, but it's close to gold.
Yellow.
Silver? Yellow.
No, you got it. It's yellow.
So you said it's in the same room as the telephone? The same area of
where
the house
fingers
as the telephone?
Where fingers walk and numbers talk upon a field of gold. Hard to tear, aim to share.
It's a fucking phone book.
Oh, I don't care.
Book.
I don't care. I don't care.
Dude, the thing is, with the quilt tearing, when you're talking about the quilt tearing, I even imagined someone tearing a phone book because that's like the prototypical example.
Uh-huh.
But like never made that connection at all. Anyway, well, I'm going to start typing down your riddles as you say them. That's what I'm going to do.
We're going to see a scene. Adel, you and Casey are going to be, in case you're going to be like the announcers at one of these strongman competitions.
Sure.
Aaron, you're a person who's trying to prove something to yourself, and you're trying to tear a phone book in half.
Incredible.
Coming up next to the stage, all the way from Dallas, Texas, we have Mrs. Buff Orvington. Tommy, what do you know about Mrs. Buff Orvington?
Well, Dick, I got a good feeling about Mrs. Buff, but unfortunately, I left my car running outside, so yes. We really gotta just push through.
That's right. And is it true that anytime you have a sense that someone's gonna do really well, your knee starts to swell? It's sort of like a weather situation. Is that right?
Yes, and then also my teeth start to bleed, and my eyes hurt, and my ears ring, and dear God, I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I don't think you're prescient. I think you are incredibly malnourished. Please welcome to the stage Mrs. Buff Orvington.
Okay, Buff, you got this. It's all you have left, okay? Just do this. Just do it. Just tear it.
Well, speaking of swollen knees, hers are rattling like the dickens.
And I have to say, it's incredibly strong of someone to be vulnerable and show fear. She was clearly pumping herself up. That's going to be... Oh, 10 points from the judges for that.
Ow! Ow!
Okay, she broke her own fingers. Incredible. She's breaking her own fingers, which shows a lot of strength.
Okay, and now...
Oh, God. It hurts so bad to do this.
If you have a good reason not to be able to lift it, you do get to go on to the next round at a technicality. Uh-huh. This is an advanced maneuver, Dick.
Oh, Tommy, this is incredible.
I'm such a loser. Oh,
Tommy, this is incredible.
God.
She's calling an ex. This is, we've never seen such a feat of strength.
Pick up.
Okay, now hold on. Oh, and it looks like they have her phone tapped so we can hear the other end, all right?
Pick up. Hi, it's me. Hi.
Buff?
Yeah, hi, I'm on stage.
It's 2 a.m.
Oh my God, that means you're on London time then, huh?
Yeah,
Are you with my wife?
Yeah, my wife.
Oh, God, your wife.
Truly the strongest woman I've ever seen.
The judges are enraptured.
Ow! It hurts.
What? Look, you can't keep calling me, okay? I'm with the queen now.
Please don't. Take it back.
Okay, and Tommy, it looks like she's about to flex. She's about to flex on her ex.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see what her flex is.
Can you see my muscles through the phone?
Oh, it's a literal flex.
See, I think we got an episode title. Can you see my muscles
through
the phone?
Can you see
my muscle through the phone?
Can you see my muscles through the phone? Okay, you guys did an absolute dog shit job with that riddle, but we have one more from Frida before we take a break. So maybe their second riddle will be something that you guys are capable of.
Please.
Great. Riddle number two.
Riddle number two, I'm typing.
Up against the sky. Mm. A metal bed is raised up high, planted as a buttercup, above which is a rose. Last in line is a nettle green, not one of which grows. Their heads are round and bloom in turn. Spectators hate the rose, yet strangely for the nettle yearn.
Oh my God, this is so hard.
This is like gardening porn. What is this shit? That's not a riddle. Is it cherries?
I do think Frida said that they, when they sent the email, that they wrote their own riddles, and they were like, none of my friends like them. So.
Okay, here's what I typed. This is...
Casey, against, you're dictating this now. I forgot.
Up against sky, metal bed raised high, planted buttercup, rose, last in line, nettle green, not grow, heads round, spectators hate rose, something, something. Did I get the... Like, do I
Honestly,
have the core? Do I have everything I need to solve this riddle?
I think you almost have everything that you need.
That's
I think
so
you have
funny,
everything
Casey.
You need.
Okay.
You got a lot.
Up against the sky, a metal bed is raised up high. Planted is a buttercup, above which is a rose. Last in line is nettle green. None of which grows. Their heads are round and bloom in turn. Spectators hate the rose, yet strangely for the nettle yearn. I honestly like this riddle. I think that you guys are going to love this riddle once you get the riddle.
So spectators hate the rose makes me think of Pete Rose, who cheated in baseball and then everyone hated him.
Are we getting close?
Are we getting close?
Adel is getting close to a defamation lawsuit.
He played for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
Metal green.
You're closer with Red than you were with Pete Rose.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking of like... I'm trying to think of analogies for the yes. Nell Green and stuff.
Yes.
Because everybody is like enjoying hurting themselves because nettle green or nettle, like it, that you touch it and it stings really bad, right? And isn't that the deal with nettle?
They're stinging yes. nettles, yeah. nettles.
But that's not important for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to just dump my brain.
But you said analogy, and I think analogy is a metaphor. This is metaphor.
Metaphor, yeah. rather, yeah.
Yes.
And this is a bed built outside.
It's a metal bed is raised up high.
Metal bed raised up high.
I will say it's not a bed of flowers.
Is it? Okay. Baby. Mm.
The flowers are a metaphor.
This is organic or man-made?
Man-made. For sure man-made.
I guess
yep.
if it's metal, yeah. This is something outside or a man-made
like a building?
Object outside.
Not a building.
A bridge?
Metal, green and rose.
It's not a bridge.
Satellite?
Nettle, buttercup, yeah. and rose.
So that would be green, yellow, red.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a stoplight.
Yes, this is a traffic light.
Oh, this is a good riddle.
Spectators hate the rose, yet strangely for the nettle yearn. I like this riddle. This is fun.
You know what? I like the rose because I like a quiet moment of contemplation at a red light. Maybe I'm just built different, but...
What the fuck are you talking so about?
Funny. I'd like to see a scene.
Yeah, please.
You guys are a stoplight. JPC, you are red. Casey, you are green. And Adel, you are yellow.
Okay.
Hey, what if after me, we just do yellow? What if we go from red to yellow?
Wait. Slow down. What are we doing?
Can we just stick to what we had? I'm just saying, well, we change up the order. Let's just change up the order just once. We go from red to yellow. Oh,
slow down. Pause. You want to change the order. We've been doing this for so long. Green, what do you think?
Look, I'm loosey-goosey, baby. Whatever you guys say goes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I'm always the one putting an absolute stop to everyone's ideas, okay? I'm always the one saying, no, we can't do that. Just once, I want to be the one who says yes, and we just... Maybe the order's random. Maybe we go from yellow back to red. Maybe we just do yellow, red, yellow, yellow, red, yellow, yellow, red for a while, huh?
Okay. I think, am I taking too long? I should go. Somebody else talk.
How about this? How about I just turn... I'll talk to the guy across perpendicular to us, across the way. We all go green for a while.
Whoa.
We see what happens. And then you can have as much yellow and red as you want after that.
Hey, Red.
What?
Did you hear what he said? Perpendicular?
Yeah.
Where did he learn that word? Has he been going to school?
None of us have been going anywhere, okay? Yellow, you're overreacting. We're all here, and we're all doing our best, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you just calm down?
Yeah.
Just stop,
yeah.
okay?
Hey, I couldn't help but mention, hear my name mentioned. I'm green from the other side of the light. I wouldn't mind if we just did all green, if that's something everybody's interested in doing. I would not mind at all.
Why not mingle a bit, you know, get it going?
Next on the 6 p.m. news, there has been absolute mayhem in the city today. The traffic lights seem to have a mind of their own, and they're all green. Several hundred of accidents have happened. Let's go to Derek Waters with the traffic. Derek, what's going on out there?
Thank you so much, Diane. I am here. My name is Derek Waters. My handle on Instagram is at Derek Waters.
Yay.
I love a field reporter giving all of his socials first. You guys did an absolutely great job with Frida's second riddle. And so, you know what you get? You get a little break.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
A little relief.
Wow.
And when we come back, not only will we have more riddles, but we will have the real reason why Casey Tony has graced us on the podcast today. This is a mid-episode tease for the plugs that come at the end of the episode.
Shit. This is insane.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
Uh, 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 JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Oh, boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
Okay, and we have turned all the lights green for this episode.
Oh, wow, thank you, Casey. Okay,
we have some riddles here from Diego Rivera. Okay, it looks like these are mostly murals.
Okay, and we also have some plugs coming in the other direction. Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm wrestling control of the podcast back from you freaks I'm tearing the phone books off of your arms. I have some riddles here from Samira. Samira has two riddles. The first one is thus. Once upon a time, in the West Lake Village, a servant lived with his master. After service of about 30 years, his master became ill and was going to die. One day, the master called his servant and asked him for a wish. It could be any wish, but just one.
Fuck the master local magician? Him... Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the local magician. He asked him to fuck the butler. He begrudgingly agreed, because they have to. One day, the master called the servant and asked him for a wish. It could be any wish, but just one. The master gave him one day to think about it. The servant became very happy and went to his mother for discussion about the wish. His mother was blind and asked her son for making a wish of her eyesight to come back. When the servant went to his wife, she became very excited and asked for a son, as they were childless for many years. After that, the servant went to his father, who wanted to be rich, and so he asked his son to wish for a lot of money. The next day, he went to his master and made one wish, through which all three, mother, father, wife, got what they wanted. What did the servant...
Easy.
More wishes.
Easy, more wishes.
He said, I need a couple of wishes, baby.
Is it he wished for his mother to see his golden son?
So his son was...
Oh God, this boy is made of gold.
Huh.
Hey, weirder things have happened in stories.
Huh?
I do want to see a scene. You're so close, Adel, but I do want to see a scene. Adel, you are a doctor. Casey and Aaron, you have just given birth. And Adel, you as the doctor, it has to break the news that the baby is made entirely of gold.
Ooh, sorry I was back in that room for a while.
No problem. I'm just enjoying sushi for the first time in 9 months.
We have sushi at the hospital? Huh.
No, my husband went out and got it for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that sugar?
You're sort of reaching for it. Sorry, what are you doing?
Sugarfish, huh?
Sorry, you're reaching for it.
I'm just grabbing some.
No, sorry. I'm so hungry. I just gave birth. Please.
Legally, I can do this. I'm a doctor. So, ooh, wow. That is delicious.
You grabbed it with your hands and like kind of crushed it.
He's still wearing bloody gloves.
Amberjack. Amberjack. So I have some good news and some bad news. I'll let you two.
Oh my gosh.
Classically, I'll let the two of you decide which goes first.
Honey, what do you think?
I feel like we should leave that to the professional. I mean, like, what degree of good and bad news are we talking, doctor? Is our baby okay?
That's a good point.
Usually just somebody shouts out whatever. Here's the good news. The two of you are incredibly wealthy.
Oh, no, not really.
Yeah, no, this is, like, not high-class sushi. I got this at the Mariana's.
No, and he got laid off, like, 2 months ago or sort of.
And you're eating sushi for dinner? I think you need a financial planner.
My wife just gave birth, man. I don't know what to tell you,
it's
dude.
My favorite food, and I just gave birth. Yeah. Haven't had it for 9 months.
I mean, yeah, here and there a little treat, and it all adds up, and suddenly you're back living with your parents. The bad news is your child is made entirely, how do I say this?
What?
Made entirely of, there's no other way to say it. Your baby's made of gold. You know when you pushed, you know how you came in and you were crawling on the floor? You know, ma'am, you know how you came in crawling on the floor? You said I have heavy belly? Mm-hmm. Typically, yeah. Pregnant women don't have to crawl on the floor like that. So what it was is you had 112 pounds of baby inside of you.
Oh, my God.
It's entirely made of gold. We did...
My husband is a descendant of King Midas. We thought that there was a possibility of this happening, but our OBGYN said there's only like one in 10,000.
I mean, it's supposed to skip a generation.
All the nurses are fighting over the umbilical cord. Someone's going home with a lot of money. So we're going to, we thought, I don't know if we can display this in the hospital as like a fun thing of like, here's
like a
little
trophy.
Your words, not mine.
Sir.
Doctor.
My father is a golden statue, okay?
Oh.
He's not something to display.
Oh.
Yeah, we have the resources to have them live a normal life. Like,
yes.
I see.
Pardon me, doctor. I usually wait a few days. I'm another doctor, another surgeon here at the hospital. Are you too interested in circumcision? Please say yes, please say yes, please say yes, please say yes, please say yes.
You work here?
Yes, please say yes. I do work here. I just wanted to know if you're interested in...
Why are you doing air quotes?
Well, when your job is circumcising babies, you really never work a day in your life, you know
what
I'm saying?
Get out!
That's a janitor's outfit.
Scene.
I'm just glad that guy didn't say his typical intro line, which is 20% off. I find that tasteless. I find it tasteless.
I find it
anyway, can we display your baby?
Circumcision 25% off. Addle, you're so close, but it's not a golden
We're in the middle
sun.
Of a riddle. I'm not even fucking kidding.
Oh,
we're
God.
What? We're in the fucking what? Middle
was
of
our
who?
Riddle about like a golden baby? What was
that?
He wished for his mom. I think I have a sense of like, if he says, I wish my mom could see my blank baby, then that knocks out both the mom having eyesight and then the baby. But I don't know how to make, what was the third one was like to make somebody rich?
Can you read
rich?
It again? I think I'm close.
The servant is talking to three different people. They all want different things. His mother wants to see again because she's blind. His wife wants a son, and his father wants to be rich.
Does he go by Richard or what's the? I mean, he just
wants a name change. He wants a $400. You sign the thing, you get your name change, goes to the court, takes about 3 months.
I mean, is it as simple as like
mother wants to see her grandson?
Yeah.
And then what? What's the other part? What is the
playing
grandson
in his mansion? I don't know. It's got to be. I mean, there's so many yes. possibilities to display wealth.
There's so many possibilities. It doesn't matter which one it is, but the only thing that does matter is it's not. She wants to see her golden child. That's one of the doesn't work.
My golden baby boy.
You just have to give me a guess that does work.
Let me throw him in the air.
Ooh.
Hernia.
I will say that the answer that Samira gave to this one doesn't necessarily making a lot of sense to me, but I get the you have it. You basically get the riddle. The way that it is worded here is he says, my mother wants to see her grandson swinging on a swing of gold.
So I was very close.
Yeah,
very close.
He got it.
Well, no, you could have said literally anything except he wants to turn the baby into gold.
He got it.
I want to see my mom gets to see my baby shitting out diamonds.
Mm-hmm. I like how in that instance, it's like the baby needs to go through something very uncomfortable because we're making a lot of money. A swing of gold, though, come on. How much? I mean, honestly, is that going to make you rich? One gold swing?
And you walk through swings of gold.
Earlier, I kind of dodged the relationship with riddles question. But I'll be honest, answers like this to a riddle, no disrespect to the riddle writer. But these are the ones that frustrate me the most because it's so fucking specific. Mm-hmm. That there's like no, there are a million different, like the answer should be a swing of gold or, you know, something like that. Because truly getting that specific thing, I guess we're supposed to ask questions or whatever and suss that out. But that's yeah, whatever.
My mother wants to see her grandson getting a bunch of Bitcoin keys from like 2010. Early crypto money.
Early crypto.
Okay, here's another riddle here from Samira. A Japanese ship captain was en route in the open sea. The captain went in for a shower, removing his expensive jewelry on the table. When he returned, his valuables were missing. The captain immediately called for the four suspected crew members and asked each one where and what he was doing for the last 15 minutes. About 15-minute shower. That's a fourth of the time it takes Casey Tony. check out our Patreon episodes where Casey is on. Okay. The cook in a heavy overcoat said, I was getting meat from the freezer. Everyone's from a different place. The engineer with a torch in his hand said, I was working on the generator engine. The first mate said, I was on the mast correcting the flag, which was upside down by accident. The radio officer said, I was messaging the company that we were reaching the next port in 72 hours. The captain immediately caught the liar. Who was the thief?
Radio messenger, most annoying voice.
Yeah, you can just tell that guy steals with the voice he has.
Get him off the ship.
Well, I know, and by that logic, I would get in trouble for all of our stuff because I got the most annoying voice of the four of us. That's not fair.
Yeah, the captain is Min on Reddit, so.
Which is my favorite Duran Duran song.
Can you read them again?
I know the answer. Should I say it or should I?
No. Please. Let me try to get it because okay.
All right. Cook was getting meat from the freezer. Engineer was working with a generator. First mate was on the mast correcting the flag, which was upside down by accident. And the radio officer was messaging the company that they were reaching the port in 72 hours.
And what are we trying to catch? What lie are we trying to catch? It's
who lied? The captain immediately knows who stole the valuables. But how do they know? Because one person is lying and it's pretty obvious. And Adel even knows it.
I know it.
And Adel even knows it.
And here's, I'll give you guys, this is, it's kind of a hint. I'll tell you who did it and then you guys can figure out why they did it.
Okay.
So who is the third person? What was their title?
The first mate.
The first mate is the guy who did it. JPC, am I right?
Absolutely nailed it. 100% first mate did it. He stole the jewelry.
And tell them again what he was doing. That's an obvious lie.
He was on the mast correcting the flag, which was upside down by accident.
And this is the Japanese captain.
The Japanese
I missed that detail.
Yes, it's the same.
Don't it always go the way where you miss a detail?
The Japanese flag is upside down.
Pretty bad excuse from that guy.
I think I'm turning Japanese flags.
This guy's working on, he's a first mate on a Japanese ship, and he's like, the flag doesn't go the same way. What a dumbass. What an absolute dumbass.
Overboard.
They're Japanese. Their flag cannot be flown upside down because of their customs. And we respect their customs.
I do want to see a scene.
Yes.
We're going to say, Aaron, you are the captain of a ship.
Thank you.
That's it. And JBC and Casey, you two are hired hands and you're both vying for first mate. This is Aaron's captain kind of holding auditions for first mate.
Oh, whoa, what's this? Two breakfasts in bed? What is this?
Well, we just thought, Captain, you were up late doing shipley duties, and we
quite working
hard. Why not give you some waffles in bed, you know?
Some eggs in bed.
One plate is sweet from you, Higgins, and one plate is savory from you, Wiggins. Guess I'll take a little bit from each. Sort of start with the savory, go to the sweet.
Didn't think they'd do that.
First plate over here. Yes, that has a nice ring to it when you say Wiggins, doesn't it? First plate Wiggins.
I don't know about that. But, you know, best plate. That really would be the first plate on the pile if whoever did it best. Captain, by the way, you look like you would love
Higgins?
A coffee. How about
this a nice hot cup of coffee for the captain.
Both shoved a cup of coffee in my face at the same time.
Mine, captain, mine isn't coffee. Mine is oat milk with syrup in it. They were out of coffee.
You know what? I'll combine the two.
Why didn't we think of that?
What's on the docket for today, gentlemen? Where are we at in C? Tell me all the updates.
Well, we're about as far away from the dock as we can get, Captain, because we are out on sea. But if you want to see a dock, I can navigate the ship. I know all about ship navigation.
Captain, I could also navigate the ship. I know a great dock to go to.
Ah, I see what's happening here. You both are vying to be first mate.
Well,
there's only one real way to do this. Push-up contest.
Oh.
I have to do push-ups with this dead arm?
And I have to do push-ups with these dead legs? Wait a second. Wiggins, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Higgins, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Stab, 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 stab.
Yay.
They killed the captain, I assume.
Yeah, they killed the captain. Yeah, sure.
Or each other.
I think everybody ended up pretty much dead on that ship, right?
Yeah, for sure. The captain can't do anything without someone bringing him breakfast.
Okay. It would be an absolute goddamn motherfucking absolute shame to have Casey on this podcast without doing some horny riddles. So Heather has sent in some horny riddles.
Thank you, Heather.
Are you ready? We're gonna run this baby out with some horny ones.
Finally, some good fucking food.
So here we go. What can you find in a man's pants that you likely won't in a woman's dress?
Wallet.
Pockets.
Aaron, it's pockets.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's fucked up.
A penis.
It's fucked up that they don't make dresses with pockets. Aaron, have you ever sewed a pocket into a piece of clothes that you have?
No, I did have, when I got not myself, I had a tailor sew pockets into a dress that I bought.
Oh.
And it was really nice. But the pockets were super shallow, so they didn't really have the effect that I wanted, but I'm glad I gave it a shot.
The tailor sewed shallow pockets into a dress?
Yeah, there was a dress that I was like, I feel like the proportions of it, because it was kind of like a fit and flare. I was like, this would be really, really cute with pockets. And I was like, is this possible? And then she like took some fabric at the from the bottom, made some slits, made some pockets. But she made them kind of shallow so I couldn't fully put my hands in them.
You had to like fold your fingers in and pretend that your hands are
Dude, that is an absolute fucking nightmare. A shallow pockets nightmare. I remember I never took this to a tailor, but I had a, I think it was in like grade school or high school, but I had a pair of like my uniform pants. We had to wear uniform pants and I hated them. They were so annoying. And one of mine ripped a hole in the pocket, and it wasn't like a little hole. It was like the whole bottom of the pocket had just, there was no pocket bottom. So you just put your hand in and suddenly you're touching your leg. And I asked my grandma who sews if she could sew up that pocket, like just sew it up. And I thought, this is an easy fix, right? The whole bottom line is there. Just sew the line. I don't know how she did it, but whatever she did it so that I could get like four or like two knuckles into the pocket, but nothing else. So I just, like, my front pocket was this tiny little mini pocket, but I would always forget. So I'd always like try to put stuff in it. It was awful. I ended up having to just like get rid of those pants because I was like, I can't have a little mini pocket. I can't live like this. And I fucking berated my grandma for that. You have no idea. You've never seen a child yell as loud. No. Okay, here's the next one. Next horny riddle from Heather. What starts with B and ends with anal?
Birthday.
Now.
Banal.
Well, banal works, but it's not banal. I do love banal. And I love pronouncing it banal.
That is really funny that the riddle is literally, it just is like, what starts with C and ends in Christmas? It's just the word.
Christmas. Adol, what do you mean birthday?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Yeah.
Hey, Adol, sorry, come to the front of the class and speak up.
It's been a hard year. You're a servant in town. The wizard is...
I'd like to call in dead. What starts with B and ends in anal, and it's not banal?
It's not banal. Banal, I think, would be like the obvious choice there.
So, I thought butt anal would be the obvious choice.
Yeah,
there.
Butt anal. This is, I think, more conceptual. I mean, ending in anal is like, kind of.
Oh,
Oh, I see what it is. You have sex in the butt, but I was born in it. Banal. It's banal.
Oh, no.
It's banal.
All right. I will allow a little bit of time on the podcast for everyone to do bane with butt stuff if you want it. If you want to do it, you can.
Butt stuff bane.
Mm-hmm. Butt stuff bane.
Gotham, use protection. Gotham.
Okay, and now I'll do banal.
Okay.
Let's just say I didn't only break Batman's back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've blown out. Hold on. Casey, I'm doing banal right now.
That was just that was exactly what I was going to do.
And I'm here too.
Captain, we came up with good ones too, Captain.
Yeah.
I've blown out a lot of backs.
Whatever you do, don't fall in love with me.
If you're a bird, then I'm a bird. We're both birds.
All right, I hate to do this. I have to give points. Aaron wins that one with.
Oh no, but I didn't even come up with it. It's Addles.
No, we'll give it to Aaron.
Is it bacchanal?
Bacchanal.
Oh, a bacchanal.
Bacchanal.
The word that you're looking for doesn't actually end in anal, but conceptually, this ends anally. I would say, not really. This one's kind of a stretch. Ooh, poor choice of words.
Sphincter. Okay, and it's not just anal. Butt, because the answer is always deceptively.
You want me to give
horny.
It to you? I'll give it to you. It's breakfast.
Breakfast.
Because it starts with a B and then you poop at the end.
What? No, it's not.
Now, I would argue, you don't absolutely poop at the very end of breakfast. That's not like my first thing that I think of. Like, breakfast is over, time to get to pooping.
Also, can I just say...
Yes, please.
Listeners, I beg of you, I implore you, please, if you need to go poop, don't call it anal. Don't say I got to run to the bathroom for some anal because I just had breakfast. Please, let's not do that.
This also like insinuates that like or implies that breakfast doesn't end until you shit it out.
Yeah.
And you're not shitting out your breakfast. I mean, like, you will shit, but you won't shit out that breakfast for like what? A day? You know, by the time it makes it through your digestive system.
And we will be posting the link to Casey's blog where he talks all about how long it takes to process breakfast. But we have to move on. Remember, these are very horny riddles.
Okay.
You tie me down to get me up. You stick your pole inside me. I always get wet before you do. What
tent.
Am I?
Umbrella tent.
Yeah, it's
umbrella.
A tent. It is a tent.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay, remember, these are very
pitching a tent, still horny.
Horny riddles.
Still, yeah.
What starts with P and ends in O-R-N?
What starts with P?
Popcorn.
Parmesan.
It's popcorn.
Parmesan.
Parmesan.
Good.
Parmesan.
Welcome to Beverly. Here's some Parmesan.
Welcome to Beverly. It's me, Banal. More Parmesan on your salad.
Welcome to Beverly. Welcome to Beverly. This is Banal.
Wow, welcome
Beverly.
To Beverly.
Say when on the Parmesan.
That's Bane as a waiter.
That's Bane working at a Maggiano's.
Oh, my God.
Have you tried the tilapia?
And, you know, sometimes people give up on our episode at, like, the 40-minute mark,
and
they always miss out, because this is the type of shit that happens towards the end of the episode.
Did everyone leave room for tiramisu?
Yay! I love it.
I have a stiff shaft, and my tip penetrates, and I come with a quiver. What am I?
Pen.
A quill.
Arrow.
An arrow. Casey got it. It's an arrow.
Come with a quill. I got to come with a quill. 311.
What do we think? More garlic bread?
Oh, somebody's hungry.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Bane!
Everyone knows that honeybees produce honey, but which type of bees produce milk? This one is very horny.
Boobies.
It's boobies.
Oh. How does it feel?
I was born for this moment. This moment alone.
Yeah. that was kind of a misdirect on the boobies, but I do a pun, a joke, a riddle, all in one. Thank you so much, Heather, for submitting those horny riddles.
That's great.
Thank you, Heather.
I think we're all sufficiently all horned up at this point, which means We can get to some plugs. And
oh, yes.
Always have to be horny for plugs.
Oh, JPC, do they have to be like butt plugs? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, man. Now they have to be butt plugs. Casey and I can go last. So, Aaron, is there anything that you have to plug?
Sure. Sitcom D&D Season 5 is out now. We've been laughing a lot in these recordings. I think it's worth checking out. If you haven't given the show a shot, you can jump in right at Season 5. It's a pretty good reset. Or you can start from the beginning. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
I don't. But, Bane, did you have something to plug?
Yes! The Marzianos on 42nd and 3rd. Is having a holiday special. So bring your family to Marzianos. Marzianos! Like Olive Garden, but better.
What if they sent us a check for $40 after hearing this?
Casey, by the way, do you have anything to plug?
Your Bane impression is very good, and I do love Bane at Marzianos. I would love Bane as just a waiter. But he has to do something afterwards.
Crayons for the kids?
Yay! Yay! That's the line.
That's the line, yeah, man.
Yes, so Casey and I have something to plug, and this comes with a little bit of a story, because about 4 years ago.
Is it really
crazy.
4 now?
It's
Jesus
almost 4.
Christ.
It's like 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Hey Riddle Riddle was in an unenviable position. It was like the beginning of the pandemic, where we normally record, we have a Patreon episode that releases on a Friday, and for whatever reason that week, we just were not able to meet, and we did not have a Patreon episode ready for Friday. It was the only time I think it's ever happened where we just didn't have something that could go out. So I had an idea for something that I pitched to Casey as kind of like a placeholder. It ended up being like 45 minutes, so it was not...
And the
really
edit ended up being way, way longer than any... fucking Hey Riddle Riddle. Other than like one of the special episodes, like any Clue Crew would have been such an easy edit, but we're like, yeah, we just got to get this out. Let's get this out.
We're like, let's get this out in case you stand up for 20 hours. but we recorded, and it's on the Patreon there somewhere, a guided meditation. And ever since then, we've had it kind of in our back pocket that we would like to do some more of these. And so we are excited that we have completed our second round of guided meditations.
Mm-hmm.
This time we have 3 brand new meditations that I think that you guys will really love. Maybe. It's about 45-ish minutes, I think, all together. Maybe around there. They're a little tighter than the last one, which was, you know, one meditation that was like 40 minutes. Casey, do you have anything that you would like to say about these?
Listener, let me tell you, these may be tighter, but they are mightier. They are mighty edits, mighty journeys packed with crazy sound design. They're also fightier because they've got like several different fight scenes of various forms. I think I've spent probably 3 times as long on this same length of audio roughly as the one that we originally did. If that gives you any idea, they are just their journeys to behold. Each one, I think the ideas that JPC has gotten out here are incredible, and I had so much fun just going buck wild, letting it all hang out, and creating truly unforgettable sonic experiences for these.
They all sound excellent. They're all Casey did an absolutely amazing job making these very, very immersive. So if you are a fan of what Casey does, especially on some of our Patreon episodes and making the audio world very immersive, I think you're going to like these guided meditations.
And they may even bring you inner peace and enlightenment. How about that?
These are, I would say, not meant to relax you, but if you choose to use them in that way, then... they're guided meditations that I made. So do with that information what you will.
There are some sickos out there who will fall asleep to this.
I think you could fall asleep to these. We are releasing these all on our Patreon digital store. So starting today, you can either go to the link in the episode description of this episode, or you can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, click the store tab, and then buy the digital download. It is $5.99, and you get all 4 of the guided meditations. Oh, and if you're buying the meditations or doing anything on Patreon, do not do it through iOS. It adds a 30% upcharge if you do it through iOS. So go on the browser, go to the Patreon website. Do not buy it through iOS or the app.
I can't wait to listen to them. I'm a huge fan of the first one. It made me laugh out loud. So I'm in.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, and stay tuned for after the episode, because we have a little teaser trailer for the guided meditations that Casey and I put together. We hope you enjoy.
And JPC, are any of the meditations done in the Bane voice?
So if people like these and people enjoy them, we will be doing a volume 2. And then maybe I can talk to my friend Maggiano's Bane about it.
Jupiter.
And also, are we doing separate bills or one bill?
And John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hello there. I'm JPC, a certified relaxation expert. And I, with my colleague and doctor of sleep and medicine, Casey Tony, want to introduce you to our series of guided meditations. So if you've ever felt stress, anxiety, or a general sense of being overwhelmed, we invite you to listen to our meditations and ease your way. Casey, what's going on?
Yeah, sorry, JPC. Looks like the backing audio crashed. And it looks like... Huh, that's weird. It's gone.
Gone? Do we have another track that we can use?
I got this wacky cartoon sound effects pack.
Yeah, I mean, that could work.
So come with us on a journey of discovery, deep reflection, inner peace, solitude, tranquility, calmification, quietude, and harmony. If that sounds like something you need, go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. And purchase volume 1 of our guided meditations.
Hey there, powers and rubs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We take you to a literary conference. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.